Good evening. I'd like to welcome you all to Christmas Eve worship at Providence Presbyterian Church. I invite all of you to stay afterwards. We have a gingerbread church that's back there in the Hope Room that we will share with everybody tonight after worship. So you're welcome to stay and break off a piece of the church to nibble on this evening. This evening also, there is a special offering. You'll have an insert in your bulletin. It is called the Christmas Joy Offering, and it is something that goes to support the racial ethnic schools of the Presbyterian Church, as well as to support missionaries, church workers in retirement, usually who need a little assistance. So that is the special offering, which will go into the plate tonight. Welcome, and let us continue to worship God.
In peace. Wait, we have waited in peace. For hope. Enjoy. With love. What is that one saying? Now our redemption draw near.
Hear the word of the Lord from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you. As with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire.
For a child has been born for us, a son is given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Glory to God in the highest. Alleluia. Amen.
Tonight, old dreams die and new dreams come to life. The promise is fulfilled. Hope gives way to joy and prayer to proclamation. The light of the world has come, and this light is a light for all, igniting a flame within us, radiating love, lighting our lives with the presence of God within and among us. Glory to God in the highest. Come, let us worship God as we raise our voices in the first carol. Hark the herald angels sing.
This is Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of all the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth.
Let us continue in worship as we sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Our New Testament lesson this evening is from Luke's Gospel. Hear the word of God for us today. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child.
In those days,
a decree.
He went out.
All went to their own towns to be registered.
Joseph also went
from the town of Nazareth in Galilee
to Judea,
to the city of David called Bethlehem.
To the city of David
called Bethlehem.
He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
With Mary.
With Mary, who was expecting a child.
A child.
A child.
A child.
He went with Mary, who was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The time came.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son.
Her son.
Her firstborn son.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son.
And wrapped him in bands of cloth.
And laid him in a manger.
She laid him in a manger.
A manger.
She laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
There was no place for them.
No place?
There was no place.
There was no place for them.
No place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
In that region,
there were shepherds keeping watch.
Keeping watch.
Then an angel.
An angel of the Lord.
An angel of the Lord stood before them.
And the glory of the Lord.
The glory.
The glory.
The glory.
The glory of the Lord shone around them.
And they were terrified.
Terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
Do not be afraid.
Do not.
Do not be afraid.
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid.
For see, I am bringing you good news."
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Good news of great joy.
Great joy.
Good news of great joy.
To you is born this day.
This day.
To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.
A Savior who is the Messiah.
The Messiah, the Lord.
You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth
and lying in a manger.
And And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
And suddenly
there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host.
The heavenly host.
Praising God.
Praising God.
And saying,
"Glory to God in the highest heaven."
The highest.
The highest.
The highest heaven.
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
And on earth, peace.
Peace.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory.
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 Glory to God.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
The shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go now.
Let us go now to Bethlehem."
They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph.
And the child.
They found the child lying in the manger.
When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child.
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
And all who heard it
were amazed.
But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
But Mary?
Mary treasured all these words.
All these words.
Mary treasured all these words.
And pondered them.
In her heart.
Her heart.
Her heart.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Let us join in singing, "In Bethlehem a Babe Was Born."
The story speaks through the word, and it echoes in our hearts, our minds, our spirits in such a time as this. As we come from different places of expectation and emotion, as we come to this night to be reminded of the power of Christ come to earth. It is a season of expectation, and we watch and wait. We hear those words. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Scripture tells us that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so we ask ourselves, what may we treasure in these moments as we stand aside from the whirl of our worlds and our lives, as we come to worship God, as we bring the world and the whirl of our lives into our worship with God? All these words, so many words these days, so many words that we yearn for silent night, holy night. We yearn for this ancient story to hear it anew in a new way, to see it anew in a new way. In such a place as this, where Mary and the baby was born on Thanksgiving Day, in such a church as this, where we await the news of one of our mothers whose due date is today, in such a world as this, as the littlest angel, which I'm sure you did not miss, was part of Mary last year, this ancient story comes alive in and through the people, and I think that's why we do this living nativity every year, as shepherds grow and angels grow and mothers grow in this place. God come to earth with glory, with fear, in terror. The whole mix of emotions is there. A child born to save the world. A community gathered of unlikelies. The lowliest of the low, the shepherds were the ones who saw the baby first, who told the news, and people listened. Mary pondered. She reflected. She considered carefully. She meditated. And we too are called to ponder this story. She pondered it in her heart, and we ponder it in our heart, so that the story itself might become a heartbeat, a rhythm that guides our very lives and our very days, pondering them in our heart. So let us be about this kind of heart treasuring, not just this night, but in this season. This kind of heart treasuring in such a way that peace, hope, joy, and love may abound not only in this community, but spill out into the world, in and through Christ, who came to earth that we might know life eternal. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who loves and blesses and unites us in this place and time, we come before you with hearts gladdened by this holy season, its lights, its colors, and most especially its message of peace and goodwill to all. In the birth of Jesus, you have given our weary and struggling world reason to rejoice. In the cry of an infant, you have given hope to all who cry. By the lights of a star, you have helped us find our way again. We thank you, good and generous God, that in Jesus Christ you have made yourself known and have beckoned us to join you in the continual creation of a world where wolf and lamb shall dwell together and justice will roll down like waters. Create in us, God, hearts devoted to shaping that world, and bless especially those for whom such a world seems only a distant dream. The poor, the imprisoned, the ill, the lonely, the despised. Open our hearts, Lord, to the news of the angels and the wonder of shepherds, that these days may renew us for the days to come. These we ask, trusting in your care for us today and always. Amen. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is present with us every time we gather in community. We are the body of Christ. As Christ's body, we are called to share our gifts, ourselves, and Christ's presence with those in need. So let us at this time bring our offering.
The world in sin. a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name.
Let us pray. O God, the shepherd of your people, bless the gifts we now offer to you. May they provide relief to those who find themselves in extreme distress, and may they also enable the church to raise up a new generation of leaders. In this act of worship, we offer not only these gifts, but also ourselves, our souls and bodies, as living sacrifices to you. Use us, we pray, to share your presence among all who are in need. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel, who is at your right hand, we pray. Amen.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. So let us join our hearts and minds in singing together tonight as we light candles, Silent Night, Holy Night. Let us pray together. Gracious God, giver of every good and perfect gift, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of a true light, with the promise of new life for all. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence in all our journeys. May our lives reflect his glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us sing Joy to the World. The service has ended, but our worship continues as we take from this place this light into the world. And so may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the peace, hope, joy, and love of Christ abound in you now and forevermore, this day and all days. Amen.
One Hope Brook,